I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Betty and the Boy, originally the duo of Betty Yeager and Josh Harvey, have evolved into a string quintet with Michelle Whitlock on violin, Nancy McDonald on cello, and John Conlon on bass. After winning the Eugene Weekly's Next Big Thing Award a couple of years back, they've just finished their second CD, produced by Billy Barnett at Gung Ho Studios in Eugene. It's called The Wreckage. They'll be holding a couple of CD release shows in the upcoming week at Tower Theater in Bend this Saturday evening and at a private location in Eugene on May 24th. And they are with us in the KLCC studios now. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you too.
Hello.
Well, let's dive into a live song and we can talk about the record later. What's the first thing you're going to play for us today?
This is a song off the new record. It's called The Waltz.
Pour me another drink. I need some lubrication to numb all these thoughts I've been thinking. You see, I've decided to take the road less traveled by. When all I found was pavement, now all my pockets are empty. Keeps blowing me around. These crutches I just keep falling down. Losing these just were not my destiny. Bartender, please, won't you lie to me? Tell me it's normal to feel lonely in a room full of friends that are dear to me. See, I've decided to accept the rain on my rooftop, the rain in my head, and together it seems to work out quite harmoniously. But the wind just keeps blowing me around. These crutches are just keep falling down.
Betty and the Boy live in the KLCC studios with The Waltz, one of the songs off of their brand new release called The Wreckage, for which they'll have CD release shows coming up at the Tower Theater in Bend tomorrow night, Saturday evening, and at a private location in Eugene, for which the contact info is available on bettyandtheboy.com. That's May 24th. Still a few seats available for that, apparently. Well, it's been a while since Good Luck came out, and the new release, The Wreckage, seems to have grown and settled in the band sound from my perspective. I'd be curious to hear how you guys think the band has grown in that time, though. What's different now than when the first one came out for you?
I guess the songs that we recorded previously were sort of on a whim. We just went in and recorded five songs and hoped that they blended together nicely in this one. There was a lot more thought and time put into it, for sure. So,
seems to me like the sound of the quintet has really become more integrated from my perspective, too. You know, that Michelle and Nancy and John are really solid in this band by this point, and that's got to be affecting... Well, does that affect the songs you write as well as how you arrange them?
I don't write any of the arrangements. They write the arrangements on their own. So I just write the songs, and Josh writes the songs, and then they put it together themselves. So we're lucky.
I would definitely say over the years we've come to know each other better. So we also know kind of what we're thinking and what the way the song might get arranged towards the end, how we're a large group at the end.
Right. I mean, because a lot of times... Well, in the beginning, Michelle and I and John, us strings, have to figure out where we're going to be playing. You know, Michelle tends to like to play on the lower register, so I may play a little bit higher than her, and then may not do as much rhythm as, you know, I would, because we have John doing a lot of that. And so, yeah, it's interesting, and I think we, like Michelle said, we've come to know each other and playing.
Betty and the Boy in the KLCC studios live at Tower Theater in Bend tomorrow, and in Eugene as well on May 24th. What's the next song you have for us?
This tune is written by Josh. It's called Higher.
Is this another one off the new album?
It is, yeah.
It's off the new album.
The sun.
A Little Higher Ground from Betty and the Boy, live in the KLCC studios here. A song from their new release called The Wreckage. They're performing at Tower Theater tomorrow night in Bend and in Eugene on May 24th with the details on that show at bettyandboy.com. Well, on the Bend stage, I believe you'll be having some people from the Americana Song Project from Sisters High School, correct?
Yeah, we are. We invited them to come down last year. We played the Sisters Folk Festival, and Betty and I were able to do a workshop with the class there, and we were just like blown away by the whole program there. And so we decided to have them come and play and support what they're doing over there, because it's quite amazing.
It is a pretty remarkable project they have going on there, and the folk festival and all the associated things, including the Americana Song Project. So nice that you could get involved in that and keep another generation of musicians coming along.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Well, you got beautiful sound with Billy Barnett at Gung Ho Studios in Eugene. I presume that was a good place for you to make this record. The results seem to have been rather fine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. He's quite amazing to work with, and he helped co-produce everything and really refine kind of our sound, and we learned quite a bit working with him. And
he's pretty much the best.
Yeah. You out there listening, Billy? You got that?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to hear a song from that record as we go out of this, but let's do one more live track first. What do you have for us here as a third one?
The tuning song.
This tune is going to be called, or is called, To Sleep Alone. We'll play it when Josh gets done.
The tuning song is a really important song. Betty and the Boy live in the KLCC studios with their new release called The Wreckage and the forthcoming well-tuned song, To Sleep Alone.
For my lover has left me for a drink in a hollow so deep, and his dreams have been fleeting, and his mind is receding, and he's never too quick to react to sleep alone, to sleep. Similar temper with the life of the water that swayed him. And I once was his mistress with a similar history, and we recklessly sailed together to sleep alone, to sleep. Sleep alone.
Betty and the Boy, including Betty Yeager on vocals and guitar, Josh Harvey on the mandolin and the vocals there, John Conlon on bass, Michelle Whitlock on violin, and Nancy McDonald on cello. To Sleep Alone there, in studio version on their new release called The Wreckage, produced at Gung Ho Studios in Eugene with Billy Barnett. A couple of shows coming up in support of that record. Tower Theater tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. with folks from the Americana Project at Sisters High School joining in that. TowerTheater.org for more information on that show. And in Eugene at a self-produced concert on May 24th. More about that at BettyAndTheBoy.com. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. It's been great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, sir.
Let's go out with the song, the title track to The Wreckage. Betty, is there anything you want to say about this song of letting go on the way into it?
I hope you love it.
Betty and the Boy on KLCC, the title track to The Wreckage, their new release.
Well, here it comes, behind the rise, it's like a house plan, begging for light on the windowsill, but the sun won't shine, it's the wreckage, the house so tight.
Betty and the Boy with the title track to their new release, The Wreckage, on KLCC.